Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
A few years ago, the Lord actually, we were praying. We were expanding one of our campuses at Substance, and we were just asking how much did the Lord want us to give. And as we were praying about it, I felt like the Holy Spirit said, empty your bank accounts. I want you to give it all. Like empty that? Everything, just everything.
Wow. And I do say sometimes faith brings on a little nausea.
Like my first thought was, is that really you, God? And I thought, no way, is that God? That has to be the devil. You know what I mean? And then I started thinking, why would the devil want me to give more money to the gospel? And then I thought, well, maybe it's my overactive imagination. Maybe instead of I want you to give it all, maybe the Lord was saying, I want you to go to the mall. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I wasn't hearing correctly. Maybe
we do like to shop.
Yeah,
is that you?
It could be. It could be. And I'm literally just like, I'm freaking out. My hands were shaking. And my wife said, well, how much do you think we should give? And she saw the smile on my face and she didn't even let me finish. She said, I think we're supposed to empty our bank accounts and
Whoa.
Give it all. And we looked at each other. But you have to understand, we had been saving for a new house for over 5 years.
Whoa.
And we had, and I'm thinking, I'd never given away that much money before. And I'm not going to lie to you, it was hard. When we called up our financial guy and said, empty our mutual funds, and, you know, at first he didn't, like, why? Like, what's going on? Do you have a gambling problem? You know, like, and, you know, I guess I kind of do. I'm gambling on God that he's going to come through. And, you know, and I knew that even when we gave away that money, it was going to be 5-10 years before we could save enough money to even move into a new house. But I'm telling you, guess what? The moment we did that, we didn't even tell a soul that we did it. The moment we did that, our church income almost immediately bumped up by almost $25,000 a week, over $1 million a year, out of nowhere. And it was like that verse, given it will be given unto you. It's almost like God was saying, test me in this to see if I'm bigger than you. I can do immeasurably more than all you could ask or imagine. If you'd be willing to dare and take my promises if you take me at my word, God shows up in bigger ways. And I think sometimes we just don't accept the challenge. God has skyscraper promises all throughout his word. And if we would just dare to take those steps of faith, God, and guess what? Not only did God provide for our church, God spoke to somebody and they came up to us and gave us, the Lord spoke to them to give us money for a down payment on a new house. And we ended up in a new house in that next year. Like, it didn't even make sense. That was the biggest year. All of a sudden, I got a book publishing deal out of nowhere. I got more came into my life than ever in all of those previous years up until that point. And I believe it was because God was just saying, dare to trust me. Dare that I'm bigger than you. Dare to dream bigger dreams and take me at my word. And I believe God wants to do that with all of us. It's just a matter of understanding how deep, how wide, just how big his love is.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.